नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 7 टेक्स्ट नंबर 8। ससंहितां भागवतीं
ससंहितां भागवतीं
कृत्वानुक्रम्य चात्मजाम् शुकम् अध्यापयाम् आस निवृत्ति निरतम् मुनिः। ससंहितां भागवतीं कृत्वानुकर्म्य चात्मजम् शुकम् अध्यापयामास निवृत्ति निरतम् मुनिः। सः दैट संहिताम् वैदिक लिटरेचर भागवतीम् इन रिलेशन विद द पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड कृत्वा हैविंग डन अनुक्रम्य बाय करेक्शन एंड रिपीटेशन च एंड आत्मजम हिज ओन सन शुकम शुकदेव गोस्वामी अध्यापयाम आस डॉट निवृत्ति पाथ ऑफ सेल्फ रियलाइजेशन निरतम एंगेज मुनि द सेज ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिला प्रभुपाद। द ग्रेट सेज व्यास देव after compiling the Srimad Bhagavatam and revising it, taught it to his own son, Sri Shukadeva Goswami, who was already engaged in self-realization. Please repeat. The great sage Vyasadeva,
after compiling
the Srimad Bhagavatam and revising it, taught it to his own son, Shri Sukadeva Goswami, who was already engaged in self-realization. Purport. Srimad Bhagavatam is the natural commentation on the Brahma Sutras compiled by the same author. The Brahma Sutra or Vedanta Sutra is meant for those who are already engaged in self-realization. Srimad Bhagavatam is so made that one becomes at once engaged in the path of self-realization simply by hearing the topics. Although it is especially meant for the Paramahamsas or those who are totally engaged in self-realization, it works into the depths of the hearts of those who may be worldly men. Worldly men are all engaged in sense gratification, but even such men will find in this Vedic literature a remedial measure for their material disease. Shukadeva Goswami was a liberated soul from the very beginning of his birth, and his father taught him Srimad Bhagavatam. Amongst mundane scholars, there is some diversity of opinion as to the date of compilation of Srimad Bhagavatam. It is, however, certain from the text of the Bhagavatam that it was compiled before the disappearance of King Parikshit and after the departure of Lord Krishna. When Maharaj Parikshit was ruling the world as the king of Bharatvarsha, he chastised the personality of Kali. According to revealed scriptures and astrological calculation, the age of Kali is in its 5000th year. Therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam was compiled not less than 5000 years ago. Mahabharata was compiled before Srimad Bhagavatam, and the Puranas were compiled before Mahabharata. This is an estimation of the date of compilation of the different Vedic literatures. The synopsis of Srimad Bhagavatam was given before the detailed description under instruction of Narada. Srimad Bhagavatam is the science for following the path of Nivritti Marga. The path of Pravritti Marga was condemned by Narada. That path is the natural inclination for all conditioned souls. The theme of Srimad Bhagavatam is the cure of the materialistic disease of the human being, or stopping completely the pangs of material existence. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namah Namaham Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swaminiti Namine Namaham Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pachyatya Desha Tarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Sa Sammitam Bhagavatim Kritvanukramya Chatmajam Shukam Adhyapayam Asa Nivratti Niratam Munihi. So Srila Sutta Goswami is further describing how Srila Vyasadeva compiled this Sammitam, this Vedic literature. Related to what? Bhagavatim, in relation with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna. And then Kritva Anukarmya, Kramya. Kritva. What he did? He revised and he repeated what he heard, you know, what he was there in his smriti, in his remembrance. And he corrected that, revised it, you know. Generally, when you write something, then the first writing it may not be so perfect, but then you revise it to make it perfect. And then he told his own son, Atma Jam. Atma is own and Jam means son. Shukadeva Goswami, he taught him. What he taught him? Nivritti. So here in the purport, you might have heard two words from Srila Prabhupada, Nivritti and Pravritti. Pravritti is like it goes in. The Sanskrit means Pravritti, means it goes in. So this material world is considered as a Pravritti. All the material sense enjoy, because you go in, that means you get caught. You are going more and more. It's like a quicksand. You know, you try to get out materially, you are going to go more and more into it. There's so many descriptions of this Pravritti. In Bhagavatam itself it says, and how this is, you know, like it's compared to a person going in a jungle and, you know, is all surrounded by animals, wild animals, ferocious animals. And then he is trying to climb a tree because he sees some honeybee there, you know, beehive. And he's hanging somehow to reach that, and, you know, he's hanging between this and that, and then somehow, for what? To get that one drop of honey. And those bees are also stinging him. And all these have been compared to various people in the family, you know, like who are the bees and who are the serpents and who are in love. All your so-called society is considered that. So that is what the material life is, pravritti. Nivritti means get out. So this is coming in, this is going out. So nivritti marga, nivritti niratam. Engage in path of self-realization. Nivritti. That means get out of this material world. Get out of this attachment of material world. That's why it is called nivritti. Munihi. So this way we see that Vyasadeva compiled this, revised it, and then presented to his son. And his son then spoke to Parikshit Maharaj. So it's not that after Parikshit Maharaj came, then his Shukadeva Goswami started thinking, now what to tell him. He's asking me. 7 days I have to talk to him. He's ready. He knows. He has already heard from his father. And we know that Shukadeva Goswami was a self-realized soul. Right from his birth. 12 years or 16 years. He was in the womb of the mother because he did not want to come out. That's something great in history, you know, somebody in the womb of the mother for 16 years, refusing to come out. I mean, we are all forced to come out, you know, if you don't come out naturally, then they bring us out by a caesarean and a C-section and bicep and this and that, you know, you open the tummy of the mother and bring you out. Somehow you have to come out. But here he refused. They did everything, all the samskara they were doing, but he was saying no. Finally, when Narada told him, come on, you've got some job to do. So only on one condition he came, that I have nothing to do with the material world. That's the only condition. And then he was told, okay. And that's why when he was born like a 16-year-old boy, and he starts walking naked, that's all will come in. So I don't want to steal the thunder. But the point is that he was self-realized. That means, what do you mean by self-realized? People ask this question all the time. What happens when you are self-realized? So there are various things. People say, oh, you become God. Self-realized. You are God, but now you are in Maya. So you remove that Maya by removing your vasana, the lust, and then you become God. But then we know that the real self-realization is Atma Nivedana. That means surrendering everything to Krishna. Everything. Atma Nivedana. That means Atma, myself, I just give it to you. Nivedana. I just totally give it to Krishna. Not physically or something like that. You know, okay, Krishna, I am yours. No. By thought, by deeds, by action, by everything. That is self-realization. That's why it is called. Because what happens? Once you surrender to Krishna and go take his shelter, then what is there for you in this material world? Nothing. So that's why you say nivritti, you go out of this. And you go to the Goloka Dhamma. That's why Srila Prabhupada uses again and again, back to Godhead, back to Godhead, you know. That's our original place. And then here is a little description about the timings of Bhagavatam. Because if Shukadeva Goswami knew before Parikshit is only a medium to get us this Bhagavatam. But Shukadeva Goswami already knew it. So he says Mahabharata took place before Parikshit Maharaj. Then only Parikshit Maharaj was born. And then it was written before, so it is in between that, you know. Because not that immediately Parikshit Maharaj, immediately when he became the king, this instance happened, you know. It happened after some time, some gap is there, because he ruled, he was the king of the whole Bharatvarsha. So, this was spoken at least 5,000 years back. So that is a guarantee, you know. And then Mahabharata was written even before that. There are a lot of research going on, and People have given the dates also now. As per the calculation, astrological calculations, all the dates are available now, you know. When did Mahabharata start? Mahabharata what start? After 18 days, when did it end? Then Krishna, birth time, date, as per the English calendar also, it's all there. So, yeah. And then he Prabhupada says that path of Pravritti Marga is condemned by Narada. And actually, everybody, all the sages, all the munis, all the acharyas, they will condemn this path which most of us are following. Although, we should know that Bhagavatam is the medicine for everything. It helps us stopping completely the pangs of material existence. Pangs, you know. Material existence is pangs. Just now, you know, we cannot keep awake when we want. We so many problems, coughing and this and that. I mean, the dust and the allergies and, I mean, you get out and...
It was part taken from it.
So all the conditioned souls should strive for that. That's the natural thing. It's not something unnatural, you know, that you artificially do something. You try to do artificially, you're not going to be successful. That's the only way. So we have to follow the footsteps of Narada, Shukadeva, Vyasa, and the so many big lists. And then our own parampara is there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's parampara, Srila Prabhupada, and now our gurus, everybody is in that same thing, same line. And all the, what they are doing, all the gurus, they are telling everybody the same thing. Please follow this path. So let's stop here. Do you want to say something? Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.